This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. There's a new sheriff in town. Here's Denverite's Anna Campbell.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock has named Elias Diggins sheriff. Diggins inherits a department that is still recovering after a series of controversies, including a woman who gave birth unassisted in a jail cell in 2018. Diggins is a veteran of the sheriff's office. He joined the department in 1994. In 2017, an inmate sued Diggins and others in the office, alleging misconduct. Diggins says he acknowledges past missteps, but that he is prepared to guide the department. I'm Anna Campbell, Denverite.
There are not as many protests in Denver, but graffiti is still visible on the state capitol. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports on plans to restore the building.
Contractors tested lasers and chemicals to remove paint from the granite walls of the Capitol building last week. The building has been tagged with multiple waves of graffiti and other damage since protests for racial justice began in May. The messages include calls for reform and obscenities about police. The state administration says full restoration and repairs will take months and may cost at least $1 million. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The new U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum is set to open July 30th after being delayed 2 months by the pandemic. The $91 million silver and glass structure in downtown Colorado Springs features exhibits and memorabilia. Officials say coronavirus safeties will be in place, safety measures. Tickets go on sale Wednesday. Coming up on the program, face masks may be a public health essential, but they come with some social downsides. They can be especially challenging for people with hearing loss. However, one couple has come up with a solution. Then, Dr. Monica Gandhi of the University of California in San Francisco discusses the growing evidence that masks help lower the severity of the coronavirus for those who wear them. Hearing loss and face masks, and masks are good for you too. Those stories are next on All Things Considered here on CPR News. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight along the Front Range with lows around 60. Mostly clear for the mountains, down to 45, and on the western slope, mostly clear skies, also 45 degrees overnight. This is CPR News.